Greg and team, thanks so much. Good morning, everybody. Glad to see you. Welcome to our first service, and hope everybody had a fantastic holiday over the last few days, and we're glad to have you with us today in our worship service. And to our guests, a very special welcome to you. As Greg mentioned a few moments ago, next Sunday is the special food and toy drive that will benefit Second Mile Mission, Care and Share. Next Sunday morning, we're going to receive your food and toys. As you bring a sack, we're going to receive them during our worship service. You'll just sort of bring them up here on stage. We'll have some folks to receive these goodies from you. This week, you will receive several reminders about this Care and Share food and toy drive. Pay attention to that. You can bring as much or as little as you'd like. Feel free to just bring two or three items, put them in a sack, and bring them up here next Sunday morning, okay? All right? We can do this, right? We can do this, right? Hello? Yeah. All right, good. Like to just sort of present a message this morning, kind of an unusual title, All the Tea in China. By the way, do you know how much tea is in China? God knows. Jesus knows that. If I were to say, you know, that will happen in the blink of an eye, do you know how fast the blink of an eye is? God knows that. All there is to know, God knows. God has all knowledge. His knowledge is vast. His knowledge is specific, and His knowledge is very personal. You can be encouraged by the vastness, by the specificity, and by the personalization of God's knowledge. How much tea is in China? According to recent estimates, about 370,000 tons. How fast is the blink of an eye? One-third of a second. God knows that. All there is to know, God knows. Theologians call this the omniscience of God, the omniscience of God. Now, the scriptures say that God distinctly knows every star that exists in the universe, billions of stars. God knows each one. He knows their unique characteristics, and He has named each star. Now, in your vocabulary, odds are your vocabulary numbers about 60,000 words. Most of us can recognize about 60,000 words. We're not going to use 60,000 words in our usual speaking. Some of us use about 15 or 20. But you can probably recognize about 60,000 words. God, some of you were around a lot of relatives over the last few days. You can't remember the names of your relatives. God knows the name of each star. Billions and billions of stars, He knows their individual characteristics. Listen to this statement from Scripture, Psalm 147. He determines the number of the stars and calls them each by name. Great is our Lord, mighty in power. His understanding has no limit. His knowledge is vast. His knowledge is beyond comprehension. His knowledge is, He is very attuned and attentive. Let me tell you something that's going to happen tomorrow morning. I want you to picture this in your mind's eye. Tomorrow morning in Houston, some pet store owner is going to open shop. He's going to put a sign on a cage with a couple of parakeets within it. The little sign is going to say, "For sale, two parakeets, $10.95. I realize that typically if you buy one parakeet, it's normally about $20. This guy's running a sale, two parakeets, $10.95. Some grandmother who wants to get a jump on her Christmas shopping is going to go in that pet store. She's going to look at the puppies. She's going to look at the kittens. She's going to say, "I don't want a puppy, don't want a kitten. For my grandchildren, I'm going to buy two parakeets on sale. Cage and all, $10.95. She will take this cage, she will put it in the back seat of her car, and she will begin to drive home. En route, there will be another car that will pull out in front of her, and she will quickly hit the brakes, and the cage with those two parakeets in the back seat will tumble to the floorboard. And Jesus will notice the flutter of every wing. He knows it will happen. He will care, and he will be attuned to the flutter of each parakeet's wing. The Bible says this, Jesus says this, in Matthew chapter 10, "Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? And yet not one of them will fall to the ground outside your Father's care. And even the very hairs of your head are all numbered." That's an amazing feat right there. For some of us. So don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. God knows everything. He knows the name of every star. He knows the flutter of every parakeet. And most of all, God knows you. God knows everything about you. His knowledge is vast. His knowledge is specific. His knowledge is personal. He knows you inside and out. He knows why you chose to wear what you're wearing this morning. Why'd you wear it? You said, well, it was clean. It fit. Or one of my relatives gave this to me for Christmas last year, and they're visiting here today over the Thanksgiving weekend. I've not worn it in a year. I thought, well, they're in town. I need to, put it on. That's why I'm wearing it today. God knows why you chose to wear He knows what you'll have for breakfast tomorrow morning. You doing bacon and eggs? You doing yogurt? You don't know. God knows. He knows you personally. He knows you better than you know yourself. He knows how you would act in certain situations. He knows how you would act if he gave you another child. He knows how you would act and how you would manage the money if you won the publisher's sweepstakes, and you got the phone call, you were on TV, you won the grant. He knows how you would handle that money. He knows whether or not he can trust you with that. He knows how you would handle a new position of responsibility at work. He knows everything about you. There isn't anything about you, not just the stars, not just the parakeets, there isn't anything about you that God doesn't know. He knows the flutter of every wing. He knows the name of every star. He knows everything there is to know about you. It is said that the omniscience of God is a terror, is a frightening thought to the unbeliever, but it is such a comforting thought to those of us who love and serve and know God. His knowledge is vast. His knowledge is specific. His knowledge is personal. Now listen, this great knowledge of God comes with a wonderful promise to you. And here's the promise. This God who knows you, so not just the parakeet, not just the names, who knows you so well, he will not put you in any situation that is more than you can handle. God, who knows everything about you, will not allow you to experience anything that is more than you can handle. He knows what you're capable of handling. He will not allow anything to come into your life that's beyond your capacity. All right? That's a beautiful promise. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, the Bible says this, "No temptation," and that word can also be translated testing or trial, "nothing has overtaken you except what is common to man." In other words, others have experienced this too, but God knows you. And God is faithful. He can be trusted. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out, a way of coping and handling so that you can endure it. God will only allow you to face scenarios that you can navigate through. Everything that comes into your life, whether it's allowed by God or sent by God, it is Father filtered. Now, will he send things into your life? Will he allow situations into your life that will take you to the edge? Absolutely. Ask any athlete who's ever worked out in a weight room. The only way you get stronger is if you lift something heavier than you've lifted before. But God knows your limit. And while he may allow you to go to the very edge, he will never allow you to go over the edge. Corrie ten Boom, who's just a fantastic figure in the history of Christianity. She lived in a little town of Haarlem, which is about a 20-minute train ride outside of Amsterdam in the Netherlands. When she was a little girl, she told her father, she said, "I'm not sure whether or not I will be strong for Jesus when the testing comes." Have you ever wondered that? Have you ever watched somebody go through a particular situation and thought, "I'm not sure I can handle it. I don't know how I would handle it. I don't know, think I could ever get. I don't know how in the world I could navigate that situation." And as a little girl, Corrie ten Boom said to her father, I'm not sure I would be strong for Jesus in the day of testing. And her father said something so profound. He said, "Sweetheart, tell me, when we take the train trip to Amsterdam," I want you to picture it, it's about a 20-minute train ride, "when do I give you the money for the ticket? Do I give you the money 3 weeks in advance?" "No. I give you the money for the ticket just before we board the train." And so it is with God's strength in your life. Our Father in heaven knows when you will need his resources, and he will supply you just in time. My friends, God is faithful. God, who knows you so very well, will not put you in a situation that is more than you can handle. He will not do it. He is not that kind of God. He will not give you too much to do, too much to handle, and too few resources to get through it. And so this morning, I'm asking you to look at your life. Is there tension there? Is there difficulty there? Is there frustration there? Do you wonder about your life, whether or not the future will be good? God knows you, God knows your future, and God has promised that you can triumph. Our God is faithful, and in his knowledge, he only brings what he knows you can handle. You say, "Well, sometimes I wish God didn't trust me with so much." His knowledge is vast. His knowledge is specific. And his knowledge is personal. And he says, "I will never allow anything in your life, beyond what you can handle." That's our great God. May I show you one more scripture? It's from the Old Testament. A friend of mine in our church here, Alan Scott, this is his favorite verse of scripture. It's I think, one of the more important statements in the Bible. From the Old Testament, Genesis chapter 50, verse 20. And you know, people talk about having 20-20 vision. I hope you have 50-20 vision. Genesis 50, verse 20. This is Joseph standing before his brothers, and he says these words. He says, "What you did to me, you intended to harm me." Some versions of the Bible say, "You meant this for evil." And you know what? As Christians, we still need that capacity to distinguish between good and... There are certain things that are evil and they are wrong. And Joseph said, "What you did, you meant this for evil. But God, who is over it all, intended it for good to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives." This is Joseph, a man who has suffered greatly in his life, and he's saying these words. He was sold into slavery by his own brothers. He was separated from his loving father for 22 years. His mother died. He didn't even get to go to the funeral. He was falsely accused of rape. He was falsely imprisoned. His life was marked by hardship. And he says, "You meant to do me harm, but God, our great God, who knows the name of every star, who knows when that little parakeet falls to the floorboard, and who knows my life, God was able to take what even you meant for evil. He was able to take that and work it for good, the saving of many lives." Now, folks, I have a hard word for you. I have a hard, hard word for you. Your ministry and the greatest impact of your life in the lives of other people will come out of your pain and your brokenness. It's not in your victory and days of sunshine that you're able to talk about the goodness of God in a way that really impacts other people. It's out of your brokenness. It's out of your difficulties. It's out of your painful experiences that you are most convincing, just by you telling your story. "I was abused. I was addicted. I made some bad choices. But out of that, here's how God worked something for good." And Joseph says, "Look, in hindsight, I didn't want this to happen, but truth be told, God took something that you even meant for evil, and He worked it for good, and only our great God can do that." In the New Testament, the Bible says this, "And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose." I would ask you this morning, have you been called according to God's purpose? Answer, yes. Then everything in your life will be worked by our great God for good. Right now, it may not make much sense. Just keep trusting. Just keep obeying. And in due time, you will see it. And I would ask you again, as I asked you a few moments ago, is there tension in your life? Is there some difficulty? Is there some frustration? Do you wonder whether or not anything will work for good? God knows you. God knows your future. And in His omniscience, in His all-knowing nature, He will only bring and allow into your life what you can handle honorably. He'll not give you a child you can't raise. He'll not give you a neighbor you can't love. He'll not give you a boss you cannot honor. He will not give you any assignment that you cannot handle in a high road way. His knowledge is vast. His knowledge is specific, and His knowledge is very personal. He knows how much tea is in China. He knows the speed of a blink of an eye. And He knows you. He knows what you can handle. And everything that comes your way is Father filtered. And you can rest in that promise. You can rest in that great confidence. Now, let me ask all of you to take out your order of worship and please look at your communication card. And on that communication card is an opportunity for you to communicate with us if you would like to talk to somebody here about baptism, either for you or perhaps a member of your family, or if you would like to speak with someone here about identifying with our church, becoming a member here, what all that involves, you can indicate so on your communication card. Also, you can submit a prayer request. And it may be that today you've been here and you've been thinking, "Oh, well, you know, does prayer really matter?" And hopefully you've been reminded that our great God is not one of the boys. He is all-knowing, He is loving, and He is all-powerful. And He says, you cast your care upon me because I care for you. And if you have a prayer request, you can write it out on that communication card, and our church leaders would be happy to partner with you in prayer over that particular need. Okay? So take your time, fill out that card. When you finish, just pass it to the ends of the aisles, and our ushers will collect those cards here in just a moment. All right? Now, if you would please bow with me, I'd like to lead us in prayer, and then we'll sing our concluding song. Lord God, we thank you that you are the kind of God who is motivated to care for our burdens and provide for us a measure of shelter. And we pray for those in this room today who need a sense of hope and a sense that tomorrow can even be better than yesterday. Lord, we are grateful that whatever we experience in life, whatever path we're on, we can trust you with our pain. We can trust you with our questions because you know. And you tell us that even when a parakeet flutters a wing, you pay attention to that, and we are so much more valuable. And so, Lord, we declare with our wills, we declare with a mustard seed of faith these words, we trust in your unfailing love. Our hearts rejoice in your salvation. We will sing to the Lord because you indeed have been very, very good to us. This we pray in Christ's name. Amen.